Prisus, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches, 6-8. So the first two halachas Mishnah, again, we're talking about sort of the extent to which one who designates something can switch for something else. Here we're talking about money. So the words are hard to read in this Mishnah, but only because they don't follow normal English syntax. Normal English syntax, you have the subject, then the verb, then the object. Here we're going to have the no subject and the object thrown in the sentence, so it's hard to read. In English, this Mishnah is saying, one who designated money to purchase a sheep as a chatas may use the money to purchase a goat instead. That's the point of Mishnah. And similarly, one who designated money to purchase a goat for a chatas may use the money to purchase a sheep instead. Because the point is that when a person does an aver of which the obligation is to bring a chatas, he has to bring a female goat or sheep in its first year. And it doesn't matter that you explicitly said it's specifically for a goat. You could bring a sheep anyways. Okay, that's the point of our Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah are as follows. Mevien mehekdesh kisba se'ira. One may bring from money designated to purchase a sheep and use it to purchase a goat instead. Or mehekdesh se'ira, money that was designated to purchase specifically a goat, he could use it now to purchase kisba, to purchase a sheep. Period. New paragraph. Now, a little more interesting. What if he set aside money, not to purchase a goat or sheep, which are the two options for a chatas kavua? What if he had to bring what's called a chatas olaviyored, the variable chatas? The variable chatas are for three basic sins. It's enumerated there in Vayikra Perik Hey. If a person essentially gives false testimony, or he enters the base position with his tummy, or eats kachum in his tummy, that's the second. Or the third, if he swears falsely. So then the obligation is to bring not a usual chatas kavua, a fixed chatas, but rather a chatas olaviyored, a variable chatas, which varies based on how much money he has. If he can afford it, he has to bring a goat or sheep like a regular chatas. If he can't afford that, he should bring either, he brings birds, either b'nei yona or a tur, baby pigeons or turtle doves. And if he can't even afford that, he brings what's called the minchas chota, just simply plain flour, okay? A serious eif of solace, plain flour. So the Mishnah wants to say, what happens if you set aside money to purchase the goat, let's say, as for an olaviyored scenario, a variable scenario, you swore falsely, but you become impoverished and you are eligible to bring just the birds, not the animal. So can you use the money to purchase the bird instead? The answer the Mishnah will say is yes, you can. Okay, yes, you can, because they're all considered the same korban. And the really big chiddush here is that even though you designated the money for buying a chatas, you can use the leftovers for your own personal use. Meaning, let me say the case. The case is, you know, goats cost 100 and birds cost 10 and flour cost 1. So, you know, a guy sets aside 100, he feels terrible about swearing falsely. He sets aside $100 and he says, I'm using this to buy my chatas, all of the year, I'll buy a nice, great goat. But then he loses, he goes bankrupt in the meantime. And he says, okay, I can't afford that. All I can really afford to bring now is just the birds instead. He can take the $100 in the envelope, pull out 10 of them to purchase bird for his olaviyored. And then with the remaining 90, he can use that to, you know, buy his family food for Shabbos. So the point is that even though it was designated as a money for use as a chatas, he can use the leftover for his own personal expenditures. And that's a big chiddush. Usually the rule is that most are chatas. If you have leftover money from a chatas designation, so then you have to spend it. It essentially goes to the Beis HaMikdash, Yiplu Nadava, okay? Can't be used for your personal use. But really speaking, on a Doraisa level, when you do pidyon, when you deconsecrate something for something else, when you trade the kedusha of one thing for another thing, so we don't care about value, okay? Just the kedusha transfers over and the old thing was kadosh, now it's not, and the new thing is kadosh in its place, okay? Now, the rabbis got involved and says, we're not going to play games with the Beis HaMikdash's money, and therefore we care about value and you can't shortchange the Beis HaMikdash. So if you end up transferring kedusha from something that costs 100, something that costs 10, the remaining 90 still goes to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't get to put it back in your pocket. That's a din d'rabban. But since we see that the Torah itself says when it comes to certain sins, Hashem wants to take people's financial situation into consideration, the olaviyored cases, and he has, you know, chaslam amonim, he is concerned about people's money. So therefore, certainly the rabbis didn't make it more worse on people for that scenario, and therefore, even though he set aside money thinking he's going to buy the more expensive korban, if he can't afford it and he's eligible for a lesser expensive korban, he can use the money for the lesser expensive and keep the remainder in his own pocket. He can keep it for himself. A big chiddush, okay? But then the run doesn't apply. So that's what the Mishnah has to say here. Inside the Mishnah says as follows. Mehekdish kisba usi'ira. If he set aside money to purchase a lamb or a goat for an olav v'yoret scenario, he can use that money to purchase toru v'neyona, to buy two birds, either turtle doves or b'neyona, baby pigeons, which is the two birds come in place of the one goat or sheep. Mehekdish toru v'neyona, and similarly, if he set aside money to purchase, you know, birds, asira sa'ifa, if he can't afford it anymore, he became totally impoverished. In the meantime, he can use that money to purchase asira sa'ifa, a tenth of an eifa of flour, for the minchas chote, and the remainder again he keeps for himself to spend on his own personal use. Ketzad, we illustrate with examples I just told you. Hifrish lekisba o lesi'ira, he set aside money to purchase a lamb or a goat, again, for having to do one of those averas that there's a variable sin offering, just those averas. He'eni, but then he becomes poor. Yavi of, he can bring the birds instead. He'eni, if he becomes poorer yet. Yavi asir sa'ifa, he can bring flour instead. Now, similarly goes in the other direction. Hifrish l'asir sa'ifa, he was poor, so he set aside, you know, $1 to buy some flour. But then he'eshir, he becomes wealthier. Yavi of, he can use the money to purchase or put towards purchasing the birds instead. He'eshir, if he becomes richer yet. Yavi kisva asira, he can use the money to purchase a goat or a sheep. Same idea. Okay? So that's the second part of the Mishnah. Now, a new paragraph. The last part of the paragraph, the last part of the Mishnah, I should say, says as follows. That we're familiar with the idea that if you have a korban, you know, a goat, whatever, and it becomes a balmum, kavua, it gets blemished, and it can't be brought as a korban anymore. So then you're allowed to redeem it and purchase another animal in its place. And you actually must do that, right? If you can't, you set aside animal to be an ola, then the animal gets, you know, the goat gets a cataract, so you can't bring it anymore. You'll have to redeem it and use the money to purchase a different goat or different whatever, sheep, and then use that instead to bring your obligation of bringing this ola, the burnt offering. Now, this is the rule. The rule is that if something is kedushas aguf, you consecrated an item that can go on the mizbeach. So that means we're talking about cows, goats, and sheep, and also, you know, the b'neyona, the tor, the birds, as well as flour and oil and wood and frankincense and wine. All these things go on the mizbeach in different ways. So once they get invested with intrinsic kedusha, kedusha zaguf, it can never be redeemed, period. That's the rule. The exception to the rule is a behema. A behema, a cow, goat, or sheep, that becomes a balmum kavua, gets a permanent blemish. The Torah allows for that behema, that cow, goat, or sheep, to be redeemed, and then the money that you redeem with can be transferred on to a new animal and brought as a korban. But the other things, like birds and wine and oil and that thing, can never be redeemed. Okay, they just, if they become invalidated for some reason, so you have to start again. So our mission here says inside as follows: Hifrish kisba o si'ira v'nistavu. Here, a person designates not the money but the actual animal itself to be brought. So he has a goat or sheep. He says, this will be my chatas. Okay? Now, imratza yavi b'demein of. If nistavu, if the animal comes blemished, and it's an olav v'yored scenario, so now he can, kind of like, instead of having the money we said before, he has an actual goat, but he could now deconsecrate the goat and use the money to purchase something else. He's allowed to. He can go to take this goat, which he set aside to be an olav v'yored, but now it got a blemish. It has a cataract in its eye. So now he can take it to the goat merchant, get $100 for the goat, takes $100, and since now he's become impoverished, he can use the $10 of it to purchase a bird or birds for his bird offering instead, for the variable chatas, and the remaining 90 he can use to support his family because now he's become impoverished. However, Hifrish of v'nistaev, if he was poor and he set aside an actual bird to be brought as his olav v'yored, his variable sin offering, and that bird gets a blemish. Okay, so now we're not talking about a cataract over here, because the truth is, if it's a small blemish like a cataract, a bird could still be brought. But if it's a large blemish, like the bird, you know, lost a leg, That's a one-legged bird. So it cannot be brought as a korban, but it also cannot be redeemed. Because like I said, the rule is things with kedusha as a guf cannot be redeemed. The exception is the behema, but a bird is not a behema. And therefore, if hifresh of and istaev, you set aside this bird to be his chatas, and the bird becomes blemished, missing a leg, lo yavi bedamav asira sa'efa, he cannot use the now one-legged bird to, you know, deconsecrate and get the money to buy flour or whatever it is for his variable offering, because even poor, he cannot do that. She'ein la'of pidyon, because there's no way to ever redeem a bird, just like anything else, like I told you before, with kedushas aguf, the rule is no redemption, behemoth being the one and only exception.